Chapter 42. Then all the captains of the forces, and Johanan the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, came near, and said to Jeremiah the prophet, "Let, we pray you, our supplication be presented before you, and pray for us to the Lord our God, even for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as your eyes do see us, that the Lord your God may show us the way in which we should walk, and the thing that we should do." Then Jeremiah the prophet said to them, "I have heard you. Behold, I will pray to the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall happen that whatever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it to you. I will keep nothing back from you." Then they said to Jeremiah, "The Lord be a true and faithful witness among us, if we don't do according to all the word with which the Lord your God shall send you to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we send you, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God." It happened after 10 days that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then he called Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces who were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your supplication before him, if you will still abide in this land, then I will build you, and not pull you down, and I will plant you, and not pluck you up, for I repent me of the evil that I have done to you. Don't be afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Don't be afraid of him, says the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. I will grant you mercy that he may have mercy on you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, 'We will not dwell in this land,' so that you don't obey the voice of the Lord your God, saying, 'No, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no more war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there we will dwell.' Now therefore hear you the word of the Lord, O remnant of Judah. Thus says the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, 'If you indeed set your faces to enter into Egypt and to sojourn there, then it shall happen that the sword which you fear shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine about which you are afraid shall follow hard after you there into Egypt, and there you shall die. So shall it be with all the men who set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain to escape from the evil that I will bring on them. For thus says the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, 'As my anger and my wrath has been poured forth on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my wrath be poured forth on you when you shall enter into Egypt, and you shall be an object of horror and an astonishment, and a curse, and a reproach, and you shall see this place no more. The Lord has spoken concerning you, remnant of Judah. Don't you go into Egypt. Know certainly that I have testified to you this day. For you have dealt deceitfully against your own souls, for you sent me to the Lord your God, saying, 'Pray for us to the Lord our God, and according to all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare to us, and we will do it.' And I have this day declared it to you, but you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God in anything for which he has sent me to you. Now therefore know certainly that you shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place where you desire to go to sojourn there."